Happy birthday wishes today. No idea how he's celebrating. Axl Rose turns 58 years old today. Welcome to the jungle from Appetite for Destruction, number one huge, huge album in 87 and into 1988 as well. Axl Rose also filling in as the lead singer of AC/DC recently, since Brian Johnson had to step away due to hearing problems. And Guns N' Roses reformed and touring once again. They're on the road this summer. I believe I saw a Detroit date, if you want to go see Guns N' Roses. Axl Rose, real name, William Bruce Rose. Rose is his real name. Axl Rose turns 58 years old today and still fits into those leather spandex pants, I'm sure. 58 for Axl Rose. Welcome to the jungle. Welcome to the Steve Gruber Show here on a Thursday morning across the great state of Michigan. Welcome to the jungle of the U.S. Senate, where for the past couple weeks or so, the impeachment trial has been underway. But it's all done. It's all done. You won't have to hear about impeachment. Well, at least for the next 10 months or so. Who knows what happens if President Trump wins another term, but I don't think you'll be hearing it for the next 10 months. It's done. The House did its job, shoddily as it did. The Senate did its job, and now it's all over. The president continues to serve, much like previous presidents like Bill Clinton. And so we go to the floor of the Senate yesterday. Lindsey Graham, who has been it's been fun to listen to Lindsey Graham, especially since the Kavanaugh hearings, when something inside him seemed to have snapped. We'll take it. So yesterday, the vote actually taking place mid-afternoon. And as you likely know, 53-47 on the one count, 52-48 on the other count. Mitt Romney splitting his vote, the only Republican to vote to convict on one of the counts. But Lindsey Graham talking yesterday on the floor of the U.S. Senate, and you'll notice he actually was so agitated he broke his microphone. They had to replace his microphone in the middle of this little speech. So you'll first hear him. He's a little echoey, a little far away, and then he'll get clearer once he picks up the new microphone. This is Lindsey Graham, U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham, on the floor of the U.S. Senate yesterday.
I supported the Mueller investigation. I had Democratic colleagues come to me and say, "We're afraid he's going to fire Mueller. Will you stand with us to make sure Mueller can complete his investigation?" And I did. 2 years, $32 million, FBI agents, subpoenas, you name it. The verdict is in. What did we find? Nothing. I thought that would be it. But it's never enough when it comes to Trump.
Sorry.
It's never enough when it comes to President Trump. This sham process is the low point in the Senate for me. If you think you've done the country a good service by legitimizing this impeachment process, what you have done is unleash the partisan forces of hell. This is sour grapes. They impeached the President of the United States in 78 days. You could not get a parking ticket if you contested it in 78 days. They gave out souvenir pins when it was over. If you can't see through that, your hatred of Donald Trump has blinded you to the obvious. This is not about protecting the country. This is about destroying the president. There are no rules when it comes to Donald Trump. Everybody in America can confront the witnesses against them, except Donald Trump. Everybody in America can call witnesses on their behalf, except President Trump. Everybody in America can introduce evidence, except for President Trump. He's not above the law, but you put him below the law. In the process of impeaching this president, you've made it almost impossible for future presidents to do their job.
There's U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham on the floor of the Senate yesterday. He, of course, voted against the conviction, voted not guilty on the charges against the president, as did all Republican senators, save for one, Mitt Romney. And we'll hear from Mitt Romney a bit later on in the program. I want to make this point quickly here. You're going to hear, if you have not heard already, because of that one split vote from Mitt Romney, the bipartisan vote to convict President Trump, because of one vote on one count. This never, ever works the other way. Ever. How often did you hear about the bipartisan opposition to Obamacare? And yet there were far more than one Democrat. There was far more than one Democrat voting against Obamacare back in the day. And that's an example from a few years ago, of course, not that long ago. But it happens all the time. If one Republican happens to jump ship, all of a sudden it becomes bipartisan in the press. It's both parties speaking out against blah, 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 blah. It never works the other way when you have Joe Manchin, perhaps, or Dan Lipinski in the House on pro-life issues. It's never bipartisan at that point. It just they don't consider one Democrat breaking ranks to be enough. But one Republican, and in this specific instance, one Republican on one count voting against the president, and I guarantee you'll be hearing about the bipartisan vote against the president for years to come. It's just the way the media treats these things. I saw CNN last night, John King, kind of wish-casting. Could they go after the president again? Can you impeach him again sometime in the next 8 months or so? The answer to that is, for Democrats, a sad one. It appears no. But the business of the country rolls on in the Senate and in the White House. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.